hi and welcome to another video, and this is a video for praying the Psalms daily. So this is on this channel we're going to be posting daily Psalms and we're going to use them as prayers. So today we are going to be praying from the book of Psalms, and it's going to be Psalms chapter 7. We're going to be praying, we're going to be reading all of Psalms chapter 7, and it's from verses 1 to verses 17. So without further ado, here goes the reading. Psalms 7, it says, Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil, or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my Lord. Awake, my God. Decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. And this is a powerful prayer. You can pray for vindication. You know, when the enemy begins to accuse you wrongly, the enemy begins to accuse you falsely, you can use this prayer against the enemy. You know that your heart is clean. You know that your mind is clean. And you know that your hands are clean. But then the enemy is still pursuing you. The enemy is accusing you falsely. You can use this prayer against the enemy. As it says in chapter 9, it says, bring to an end the violence of the enemy and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and heart. So you can use chapter 9. You can meditate more on chapter 9 and use it as a prayer point as well. And pray just the chapter 9. That's a very powerful prayer point, the chapter 9. You can use it as a prayer point and pray it over when the enemy begins to accuse you. So I hope that this, you will pray this. Psalm 7, take some time, read it again, meditate on it, and use it as a prayer. If you're looking for a prayer of vindication, this is a powerful psalm that you can pray. So we will speak again in my next video. Have a blessed day. Hello everybody, welcome to our daily psalm for prayer. So we are going to be praying the psalms daily, depending on where God leads me to. So today we are going to be praying from Psalms 48, and I'll be reading this from the NIV Bible, and this is a prayer for security. So let's get into it. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, his holy mountain, beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth. Like the height of Zophon is Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell to them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. This is a beautiful psalm. If you feel like you are being chased down by the enemy, and this can happen in, you know, when you all of a sudden you begin to feel anxious about, you know, probably nothing at all, or you begin to feel fear, you begin to feel worry, this is a psalm that you can read to feel God's security, because you know that as a child of God, you have God living inside you. You have the Holy Spirit living inside you. And that is what brings you security. You know, a lot of us look to money, look to relationships, look to our career, look to our positions to find security in that. But all that does not give you security. All that does not secure you. The only way to find security, the only way to feel secured, is that you are rooted in God. And this psalm just emphasizes on where our security is. And if I will take it from verses 9 to 10, it says, within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. So before you go chasing anything else to find security in that, first of all, look to God, because God is the only person who can give you that true security. And once you are secured, you know that you are also secured from outside evil forces. So Psalm 48, you can mark that down. It's a good prayer if you're looking to pray, you know, to stand firm in your faith, to stand firm with God, and to find and to look. You're looking for security. This is where you can find security in God. So I hope we will speak again in the next video. Have a blessed day.